This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has just arrived at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, shaking his head no when asked if he had anything to say ahead of his meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, the only convicted co-conspirator of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Trump was told in May that his name appears multiple times in the files surrounding Epstein. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The Attorney General now says nothing in the files warranted further investigation or prosecution. And we have filed a motion in court to unseal the underlying grand jury transcripts. But a federal judge in Florida declined to release grand jury information, which is supposed to remain secret, saying the court's hands are tied.
United Health Group admitting this morning that it is under both criminal and civil investigations by the Department of Justice regarding its Medicare business. Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific confirming merger talks that would create a railroad stretching from one coast to the other. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The body of a woman missing in La Crosse on Sunday was found Wednesday. La Crosse police said that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. The Houston County Sheriff's Office contacted the La Crosse Police Department at 10:28 Wednesday morning. In a statement, the La Crosse Police Department offered condolences to the woman's family and said that they are awaiting an autopsy report while they investigate the death. Hines had last been seen Sunday morning. City government committee meetings are almost done for the month after today. The redevelopment of Authority has a long agenda with reports from area developers on multiple projects around the city, including F Street, Roche Rentals, and Reiki Properties for the Gateway Commons project. The committee will also get a monthly update on the River Point District and financial updates for other projects as well. After next Monday's Board of Public Works meeting, the next time a city government committee meets is on August 4th. It's Aviation Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
This week through Sunday has been proclaimed Aviation Week by Governor Tony Evers in recognition of the world's largest aviation celebration, EAA AirVenture 2025, happening this week in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says the event at Whitman Airport highlights WISDOT's Bureau of Aeronautics commitment to strengthening Wisconsin's aviation network. Attendees are encouraged to visit the WISDOT BOA exhibit in Hangar A to learn more about the Wisconsin airport system and the various aviation programs that are offered across our state.
You can find more information on the DOT's website. Early morning storms will give way to cloudy skies and highs in the mid-80s today. Scattered storms are possible during the workday. Skies will clear out a bit tonight, but dew points will stay high. Friday will be sunny with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday brings a chance of showers and storms and highs in the 80s. It'll be hot to start next week with highs in the low 90s, but a cool down is coming at the end of July. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Turang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Turang, you know, responded with some hits and a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good play, good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. You know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy. We'll drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4. Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, right on State Street. Gavin Butenoff also holding things down at Radio Park in Racine. As always, you can join us by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We had hoped to be joined by Jim Santel after the 9:30 news. He is actually a working lawyer.
Yes, he has a job.
He has lawyer things.
He needs to be lawyerly.
He's being lawyerly today. Mm-hmm. So Jim's not going to be able to join us. He had a conflict with a court case. Not a problem. He will be back with us next week at the same time. And we're still going to talk about the ongoing mess about Ghislaine Maxwell.
We actually had to look up how to pronounce her name.
There are like 15 different ways to pronounce her name.
I pronounce it as convict, but that's me.
That's just one way to call her. Yeah, but we are going to talk about that coming up after the 9:30 news. In hour number two, I think this is kind of important. In hour number two, right after the 10 o'clock news, we want to talk a little bit about Medicaid fraud.
You know, all of those people all over the country who are stealing so much money.
Sucking off the government.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. We found some Medicaid fraud. Not necessarily where you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's exactly where I thought it would be, but it's not where, let's say, proponents of cutting Medicaid would say it is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. So we'll kick that around after 10 o'clock. Mike Clemens, a Civic Media, incredible sports reporter, and our colleague and friend. I've known Michael for decades. He's going to join us after 10:30 for a little sports update. He's at the Brewers training camp this week.
Packers training camp. He's at Packers training camp, and we'll be talking about the Brewers, the Packers getting ready for the new season. Oh, my gosh, it's like next month, I think.
Isn't that crazy?
Preseason starts, but the Brewers are still red hot. They did have a loss this week. The 11-game streak was broken, but they came back in great fashion last night to trounce the Seattle Mariners and show them who's boss.
Michael will be here after the 10:30 news, and we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the underwear edition. So if you can stick around for that, that's coming up at the very end of the show, around 10:51-ish or so. Wanted to start off with this, though. We have been talking about this in bits and pieces, but I think this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Paige Gross has the byline. Trump's AI action plan removes red tape for AI developers and data centers and then will punish states that act alone. AI is here.
Yes.
It's not going anywhere.
No.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But not having any regulations and just letting it be the wild, wild west with this, is I find that very concerning.
No, I absolutely. I think that this is the pushing back on any regulations whatsoever says really, it makes me feel very, very uncomfortable. And the fact
and vulnerable.
That, and also the fact that this is a matter, again, of states' rights is really good for them for some things, but when it comes to other things, well, nope, you can't, states can't do it alone. No. This is a federal thing. No, it's if Wisconsin wants to regulate it and Illinois doesn't, then they should be able to. But honestly, the federal government should be regulating AI, or at the very least, looking at AI as still a very young technology
with all kinds of problems,
and talking to what are they called? Experts about the future to say, all right, here's where we start, here's where it can go. What can we do to make sure that people are safe, both their data and just their livelihood? Because, I mean, Rachel Maddow had to do an entire segment on her show to talk about these AI pictures of her saving people in a flood in Texas. Like, there were people who had, yeah, they're like, hey, she saved her baby. She's like, I don't have a baby. I don't live in Texas. I don't have a home in Texas. I love Texas.
But I'm not there.
Those pictures aren't real. So, I mean, just at this point, and what I feel like it's still the infancy, if it can do that much and lead people to believe such a thing,
yes,
then we need to be careful and look at where AI is going and how we can set up certain protections. And this thing of, well, states can't do it alone. Well, cool. Another constitutional amendment. Just scratch it off. Yeah. There you go.
Don't need that one anymore.
We're just going to have the Second Amendment, and then the Third Amendment will just be a repeat of the Second Amendment. That's all we need. We just need the Second Amendment.
The Trump administration says that to accelerate AI in the U.S., it needs to remove red tape around onerous AI regulations. The plan recommends that the Office of Science and Technology Policy inquire with businesses and the public about federal regulations hindering AI innovation, also suggesting the federal government end funding to states who continue with burdensome AI regulations. And again, going back to states, all states' rights. It's all about states' rights. Not this time, though, because we want this. The feds want this.
Also, I think it's almost laughable that this country still has an Office of Science and Technology Policy. They don't like either of those things.
That's very true.
That's very true. It speaks to the same idea that, you know, a few years ago, the NCAA set up NIL deals for students. Finally, they can make money off of it. And now he wants to throw regulation at that as well. So, like, to me, this notion of, to me, I've always thought Republicans hate regulation whatsoever.
Yes.
So now this thing of like, well, we need to regulate the non-regulation. So if you're a state, Wisconsin, you can't touch AI. And that was supposed to be in the big bill for billionaires, that AI, that amendment about AI, that no state could, no regulation period could happen for a decade.
Right.
And then what happens in a decade's time? Someone comes forward and says, well, now we can do it. We can't do that. AI is too important.
And will by that time be part of so many systems.
Yep.
How are you gonna extricate yourself from that?
Well, what they're gonna do is they're gonna say the narrative will always be, well, just let the companies regulate themselves. They know what Jane, they're the experts.
Right.
They're the ones in charge of AI. I don't know. I just work for the Office of Science and Technology Policy. What do I know about AI? Let these multi-billion dollar behemoth companies with stockholders and who have wormed their way into our contract system as far as the government, they're gonna take care of themselves. I trust them.
To do what's best.
They do what's best for you and for me. Oh, by the way, my identity was just stolen. Sorry. You know, it's just that's and people buy that. People will be like, yeah, I trust them. Why?
The plan also says that free speech should be prioritized in AI, saying models must be trained so that, quote, truth rather than social engineering agendas, unquote, are the focus. The plan recommends that there be some revisions to completely cut out references to misinformation, DEI, and climate change. These are all things that make Republicans uncomfortable. So instead of we're just going to disappear those things. And that's going to take care of the problem.
I was going to say something to the effect, as a joke, they're going to try to eliminate the word woke. But no, they did it. They took the idea and ran with it, and it's not a joke. They want to get rid of DEI in AI, which I don't even – honestly, that sentence makes the squishiness between my ears hurt really bad, because I don't understand what that even means.
Well, again, they want to rewrite history.
Yes.
They're going to remove all references of climate change. That's in Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Very prominent part of Project 2025 is killing off NOAA, privatizing weather, and getting rid of any mention of climate change. Because, again, if we just ignore it, then it will go away.
Well, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Elon Musk has said he wants to rewrite knowledge, and that's just his way of saying rewrite history. I mean, Grok is the perfect example. Grok is the perfect example of what happens when you take the guardrails off of something like AI. It turned into an ultra right wing. I'm pretty sure
it was a Nazi.
It was saying horrible things as AI trying to speak the truth. I mean, at first it was just contradicting Elon Musk's statements, and then he was like, "Well, I got to fix this. Okay. I got to make this right." And he made it right, ultra right wing, and that's where Grok is now. He's just that dude at a party you don't want to talk to, because he's like, "What you don't understand, man, is that they're everywhere, man. Chemtrails, man."
Grok is now the guy at the end of the bar.
Yeah,
no one wants to sit next to.
Don't look to Grok directly.
Slowly away.
Yeah,
from
seriously.
The guy
just get your drinks and go back to your table. Don't talk to Grok.
Well, and if you think AI is not a problem, this is from NBC News. Helped by AI, man built bombs. He planned to detonate in Manhattan. Michael Gann built 7 homemade bombs with the aid of artificial intelligence, a process he called easier than buying gunpowder.
I mean, we are just making it very, I mean, this, people can 3D print guns. I mean, the
ghost guns,
there needs to be, hey, you know what? There's nothing in the Constitution that says we can't regulate AI. So I don't understand why there is this fear of doing it. We can regulate AI. We can absolutely do this.
Of course we can.
We need to do this, or people are going to be in danger.
Well, and as you mentioned too, the AI video fakes.
Yes.
In some instances, not all, but in some instances are so good that's really going to be problematic.
Yes.
Down the road.
Well, and also,
just think about political races and how you can insert your opponent into horrific situations, and people, and they can run it, and people will buy it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's also become a tool of defense. As far as, I will use the president as an example, I was watching a clip and a gentleman was asking a MAGA supporter about their thoughts on the Epstein thing, and which we will talk about more in a little bit.
After the 9:30 news.
And he showed this MAGA supporter a clip of the president at the time speaking. This was like 10 years ago, but it may have been before he was president, being contradictory to everything that was happening. It was right there on the video, showed it to him, and the guy just looked at me and goes, "That's AI." And he walked away. That was it. That is going to be the grand defense when you try to show anybody anything they don't like about what they believe in.
Right.
And I'm only using that example is because what I saw. I am darn sure this can be used by any kind of person. But if you say, "Well, I have a video here of the president saying X, Y, and Z. It's right there. He said it. Look at that. That's AI. That's fake. I don't need you. That's you're lying. You're lying.
Misinformation.
Yeah. So this is a problem, and it's a problem. We know it's like when the internet was young, we were like, "The internet's gonna be fun," and then all of a sudden, after 9/11, it got out of control.
Yeah.
But we know what the dangers can be, and we are purposely doing nothing about it.
Tony on the live stream says, Elon being able to adjust what Grok says is very alarming. The change to all the models to be complementary to the users and trying to confirm their biases is a big issue. It was so bad. You're right, Tony. It was so bad. Elon apologized on behalf of Grok after he was spewing all this anti-Semitism. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
When we return... AI, we're going to continue this conversation and confirming wrong biases and the danger that brings. There's a particular case with one man. Very interesting. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story. Really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison on State Street. We got Sweet Calby back at home studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow is Friday.
It is. What does that mean,
that
Jane?
That means tomorrow is free ticket Friday.
I'm going to get some free tickets.
No, you cannot win tickets.
That's the price you pay. I am the recipient of a second runner-up award at the WBAs. And I thought I'd be treated with a little more respect.
No. Sorry. But you, if you are listening, you can pick up tomorrow a four-pack of tickets to see our super hot Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, indeed.
Club level tickets. Tomorrow is free ticket Friday. But if you would like to take part, you do need to have the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Bach, if I do not have the app, how would I go about doing that?
Well, actually, currently we're all out of apps. So you really, they're on back order, or as I call them, app order. That's a terrible joke. No, you go to your favorite app store of choice, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, or if there's another place, I have no idea. But you go where you get your apps, you search Civic Media, download it. It's just that simple. It's absolutely free.
Yeah.
God, I hate myself. But you put it on your phone. It's great because it's also, you can customize the app as well to where you live, to what you want to listen to. You can create a favorite station.
Yep.
But with regard to the free ticket Friday, here's where it comes into play. Is you, when we give you that word, which we will announce it tomorrow's show, and you will go ahead and open up that app and you hit text, and you're going to text the word we give you. It's got to be spelled correctly,
yes.
And it can only come through the app. You can't text it through your phone, and you can't call it in. You can't email it or anything like that. Has to come through the app. And then we take those entries and we find a winner. And every show, five chances. Every show will have their own word, and you're going to just keep it locked here on Civic Media. You can enter in every single time.
Yes.
And there you go. It's simple. You got the app on your phone, and you can take that app anywhere in the world. Like, we've had people text us from New Zealand, Vienna. I think we have one from Italy as well. So it's a great app. Very, very useful. Yeah. I have it. I listen to it all the time. But yeah, it's a great thing. So get it on your phone right now.
Well, and the other thing, great thing about the app is, you know, we have a whole bunch of news talk stations across the state. Mm-hmm. We have a whole bunch of music stations across the state.
Indeed.
I mean, a whole bunch.
Yes.
We've got country music. We've got classics. We've got great oldies on WRJN. So if you ever want to take a break from the news, and we get that,
mm-hmm.
Listen to some of our music stations. They're fantastic. So download the Civic Media app. Is the point, as Greg always says, it is absolutely free.
And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Dom Lee in Madison, who is working with Calvin and Racine to control the boards and use their knowledge to make us be heard. So thank you, Dom.
Yes, thank you, Dom. Appreciate that. We were talking about AI, and the Trump administration wants to get rid of pretty much all regulations when it comes to AI. What could possibly go wrong? I found this story, and this is one that's been burbling around in the background that I've been meaning to hit on for a while. But he had delusions. This man was suffering from delusions. Mm-hmm. And so he went into ChatGPT, and it made it worse.
Yeah.
And pushed him into a manic episode.
Mm.
Because from the examples that I have seen, ChatGPT will reinforce everything you say, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? It's not saying, no, you're wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing little green men.
Yeah.
There could be little green men. Maybe you are seeing them. So he actually got pushed into a manic episode because of his interaction with ChatGPT, which is AI. And he has admitted that this is what pushed him over the cliff.
I guess I go back to the notion of, like, why is the regulation on this so bad? I mean, I guess if I'm ChatGPT or any, I don't use AI. I really don't. I would say it's a part of our lives, and Google, the only time I really ever use it is when you Google a question, it'll come up with an AI answer immediately. But then I almost always check the sources because I want to make sure that's correct. I should say I always check the sources, almost always, but like I check the sources like you do on Wikipedia. You check the references.
Right, right.
But I feel like it's in these companies' best interest to want to regulate or want to put on safeguards, because does it make their product any less valuable if they do that? If ChatGPT, I'm just going to use them as the example because they're right there. If they say, we are going to do safety enhancements and we're going to put up safeguards that will allow us to monitor certain things. And, you know, they can access this stuff all the time and they can build these systems and processes. Will that send their stock price plummeting if they do that? And if so, why? I'm actually asking this as a question because I don't know enough about these companies to know it. But it seems like it does more good and adds more value to you as a corporation to say, we have this technology and we're going to make sure it's safe versus just good luck.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, good luck. Navigate it and don't believe everything you see,
yeah, exactly.
Because it's not all true. You're right. It would be a great PR move.
Yes.
For an AI company to say, yes, we want to continue to develop. We want to continue to, you know, use these systems, but we are going to be conscientious about making sure that you are getting accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great for companies. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Tony clarifies on the live stream too. We were talking about this gentleman who is having delusions and got on ChatGPT to the point where it pushed him into a manic episode. Tony says, at first, ChatGPT will tell you that whatever it is not likely, but if you push it, it will cave in and say, yep, you must be right.
What's
wrong? Careful.
What's wrong with guardrails?
Be careful when you deal with AI. Just saying.
Are guardrails woke? There's the question.
When we return, Mike Johnson shut down the house to avoid Jeffrey Epstein, who is still dead. All the details coming up. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. City government committee meetings are almost done for the month after today. The Redevelopment Authority has a long agenda with reports from area developers on multiple projects around the city, including F Street, Roush Rentals, and Reiki Properties for the Gateway Commons project. The committee will also get a monthly update on the River Point District and financial updates for other projects as well. After next Monday's Board of Public Works meeting, the next time a city government committee meets is on August 4th. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country. Baldwin said that the child care bill would make sure that families pay no more than 7% of their income on child care, offer grants to communities for new child care providers, provide living wages for child care workers, and increase access to pre-K opportunities. Baldwin said that an investment in child care will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good-paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold. According to a post on Facebook Wednesday, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold next month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting his business. Future plans for the 46-year-old building are unknown. The final Friday night fish fry will be August 15th. A farewell party is scheduled for August 16th from 3 until 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. Nordic Lanes is located on Highway 14 on the northwest side of Westby. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. If you like the supernatural and the Franco brother that isn't Creepy James, check it out. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy. We'll drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday will be in Oshkosh talking to County Executive Gordon Hintz, UWO Provost Ed Martini, and State Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. Coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have our resident young person, Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, handling the board. And also Dom is here in Madison, so doing double board duty today.
Yeah.
We got lots of help. Thank you, everybody, for giving us a hand as we are on the road. We had a little meeting yesterday.
Yeah. Got to see people.
Got to see people we don't normally get to see all live.
Yeah, exactly. As Maggie Dawn put it, 3D people in 3D. So, like, I didn't even require glasses. That's a very old reference. But, yes. You know.
And tomorrow, what happened during yesterday's meeting, actually after the meeting, I should say, is going to be the audio sorbet for tomorrow.
Okay.
I couldn't find my car in the parking lot. I walked around for 40 minutes yesterday after a meeting. I could not find my car.
Make him. You'll find out more.
More. We'll have more details.
More details on tomorrow. That.
But I posit that I am not the only person who has not been able to find. Don't look at me like that. Who hasn't been able to find their car in a parking lot. So we'll talk about it tomorrow on Audio Sorbet. But if you would like to reassure me that I'm not insane, I'd appreciate it if you join us tomorrow at 10:35.
You know what I'll do is I'll start getting on AI right now, ChatGPT, and just saying, is Jane crazy for not being? And by the time tomorrow comes, the AI will be like, not only is she not crazy, but many people have not been able to find their car in garages.
See, and that, in that case, I completely agree with AI.
That is my AI voice.
Like it. I like it. That's all coming up tomorrow. But Jim Santel, he makes us lawyer adjacent.
Yes.
Jim Santel is a former U.S. attorney and is still an acting attorney. And normally he joins us at this spot, but he had a case come up this morning, so he wasn't able to make it. But we were going to kick this around with him, and we would like to hear from you, too, as always, at 855-752-4842. The Epstein saga continues, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, in order to avoid bringing any votes up that would require the release of the Epstein files, rather than do that, Mike Johnson shut down the House. So they're all heading home to their home districts now.
Dismiss class early. Don't worry about a quiz today, folks. Just go home. Have a great weekend. Why do I get upset about this? When it seems to be something they get to do whenever they want. They get to change the goal lines.
Change the rules.
Change the rules. End Congress early to get out of being held responsible.
Being held accountable.
Actually, I take the back. Not even held responsible, Jane. I'm sorry. I mean held responsible. Just making a decision. Saying yes or no. We've been seeing this for the past few months regarding the budget. They get these department heads in front of them, and Congress asks them specific questions. Do you believe in X? And they say, I'll have to check on that. I'll get back to you. I'm not sure. Or they give some bloviating answer that doesn't mean anything, just to show they didn't do their homework. And this is just another example. People on the right want this.
They want
that file released to the people who deserve it, who have been promised it for years. And what does Mike Johnson do? He's like, just go home. Just go home.
Do we have a clip from the Speaker of the House?
Yeah, we have a clip from CBS Sunday Morning where Mike Johnson's being asked about the Epstein file. And I don't know. It's one of the weirdest. That's hyperbole. But the way he speaks about the Epstein file and then just sort of says, Calvin, can you play that clip?
Point when the Trump Justice Department said there were more than 1,000 victims, for people who knew this case very, very well, did a lot of investigative work on it, that number surprised them. High, high number.
Yeah.
Meaning that to their minds, investigative reporters and others, there have to be accomplices, uncharged accomplices, and that aspect of justice is still missing.
Yes, and it's of great concern to us. We want full transparency. We want everybody who is involved in any way with the Epstein evils, let's call it what it was, to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their heads.
But when the Justice Department said in that same two-page memo, there's no reason to pursue further prosecutions, many said, how can those two things be properly aligned?
These are good questions. I don't know. I've never seen the Epstein evidence. It wasn't in my lane. But I have the same concern and question that a lot of people do. And look, I think the president.
This is
does
not
as
a hoax,
well.
In other words.
Oh, it's not a hoax. Of course not.
It's not.
Jane, the Epstein evils. God, I really hate it when they do stuff like that. The Epstein files aren't of my. I don't know anything about it, Jane. It's not my lane. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kick out of work early. I'm going to head back to my home state, and I'm really going to think about it.
Well, every time they say this, I haven't seen the tweet. I haven't seen the comment. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that article. It's like members of Congress must be the worst informed people on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If the vast majority of the public knows about it and Mike Johnson's like, oh, I don't know, la, la, la. Yep. Really?
Yeah, it's not my. You are the third most powerful person in the United States government. You have your own Secret Service detail. You are privy to files that almost nobody can see,
right,
in a non-military status. You're telling me that you just know nothing about the. You're telling me that all your time when you had access to these things, you didn't say to someone, no, actually, he didn't, because he thinks this is plausible deniability, but really it just makes him look inept and stupid.
Well, this isn't a good look, and as you said, it's not just Democrats who would like to see this released. It is many, many MAGA who, as you pointed out, they were promised this.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration going in promised that they were going to expose all the people because, again, the assumption being that there's only Democrats on the list.
Yeah.
That seems not to be the case.
Well, and this is where it's going to get real dicey over the next few days. And really, like the next today is going to be very deciding, because the DOJ is meeting with Ghislaine
with her.
Maxwell.
Yeah.
And what's been so when Pam Bondi, who by the, I'll say it again, I don't like her. I don't like her style. I don't like her lies. But I do have a sliver of empathy for when she was handed the piece of paper that just said, make this go away. I don't want that. I wouldn't want that job. But when she made that announcement that said there's nothing to see here. Good
no
job.
No files. There's no files.
Yeah, there was never files. I don't even know who Jeffrey Epstein was. When she did that, it was pretty overwhelming that people were upset and they were saying, we want this. But what has happened over the past, week and a half, 2 weeks since this happened, the narrative has been changed by politicians, by influencers, by many people who had the ear of the president's audience for a while saying, you know what, I'm over Epstein. We need to move on.
Right.
It's not important.
Right.
That is growing and growing, and that, and kind of like what we were talking about with AI, they're going to rewrite the history where Epstein was actually not as important as we thought. He's not that big of a deal. The Democrats made too big a deal of this, and people who say they were MAGA who aren't MAGA were making too big a deal about this. No, this is and to the gentleman, I don't know his name, who in the CBS morning interview talking about something we don't really discuss in this matter is the justice. These survivors who have been trafficked, and they deserve justice. Their families deserve
yes.
justice. And that's what the ultra-right has been talking about for years now. But here we are once again. being able to rewrite the narrative however they see fit. Congress, we don't need to do this. Go home.
Yeah. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Tuesday he's sending his House members back to their districts until September to avoid political games related to this bipartisan effort to get the government to release the files on Epstein. Epstein, of course, a Florida sex offender trafficker who died by suicide in 2019 while he was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. And you mentioned, Greg, that the Department of Justice is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell this morning. That's what I've seen online so far this morning. And Tim Burchett, who is a Republican from Tennessee, essentially said, if she gives us the things that we like, we'll cut a deal with her.
Yes. Yes. And that is that's the thing that really makes me sick to my stomach, because it was never about justice. It was never about trying to find the culprit or trying to get to the bottom of the crime. I mean, I'm going to ask a question. What information is she going to give? I know the answer to that one. It was her and Jeffrey Epstein. They were the ones in charge of this. This was not a criminal conspiracy going beyond that, I believe.
Oh, there were a whole bunch of people that helped this happen.
It helped it happen, but they're the top of the list.
Yes.
So she can't give any other names because the other guy's dead. And it's only about people who participated, most likely. This isn't good. They just want her to say Donald Trump was never anywhere near it.
Exactly.
He was never on the island. He was never on the plane. He never went to a party, even though there are pictures saying otherwise.
Repeat numerous pictures.
They just want him to, they want her in a room on record to say Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. And then you get to walk out saying, we told you so. And that is where the current narrative that's being pushed by various people within MAGA who don't want this list out are going to be like, told you.
Ghislaine,
she told us.
Ghislaine said Trump was never involved. It's all good. Nothing to see here. Let's go on with our days.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join our conversation, you can call and or text. Casper here in Madison listening on WAUK says MAGA is not going to let this go. For heaven's sakes, they're still talking about Hillary's emails.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
Really quick, I just want to mention something. I said that I couldn't remember his name, so I wanted to look it up because I always want to give credit to the journalists who are doing the reporting. Major Garrett was the one in that interview with House Speaker Mike Johnson, asking very simple questions about what are we going to do about this? The justice for those who have been involved, and why do you not know anything about this? Well, I don't know anything about this file. Well, you just said in the previous sentence, we need to do something about this, but now you know nothing about it. What's going on?
It's called runaway.
Yeah.
It's called runaway.
Literally, they're running away from the Capitol so they don't have to deal with this. I mean, this is childish.
Well,
actually, I take that back.
It's politics.
Children are more responsible than this.
Well, and what's interesting now, there is a bipartisan effort. Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky has joined California Democrat Representative Ro Khanna, spearheading an effort to force a vote on releasing what are commonly referred to as the Epstein files. This move, called a discharge petition, could be ready for the floor in September if Massie and Khanna can get enough signatures from a majority of members. And as Casper said, too, this isn't going away. And I think them trying to divert and send everybody home, hoping this will die, that's just feeding the flames.
And well,
it's not a good look.
It's not. But that is where it is up to us in the media, up to the people who want answers on both sides of the aisle to never let up, never let the narrative be so rewritten that you believe them, because this is what we've wanted. This is what we are owed, and it can't go away. It can't. And I don't care who is on that list, period.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, if you're on that list, justice should be coming. We're going to continue this. Stay close. 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have the board lord, Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, and Dom is here as well in Madison helping us pull this off today. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, right about an hour from now, we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the underwear edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. That's coming up again about an hour from now, 10:52-ish or so. We were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, the Epstein files, all of that going on. She is meeting with a Department of Justice attorney this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know who else is going to be there to witness this.
I mean, I imagine it's either just going to be the two of them or it's going to be a group of individuals who know. I know I sound very conspiracy theory right now, but at this point, I am being led to a place where I will accept nothing as the truth unless she says, yeah, he was on the plane, he was at the parties, and let me tell you, there are way more. Strap in and hit record, but that's not what's going to happen.
Well, no, it's not what's going to happen. And Lori from Hayward texted in, and she's got a really good point. Jane, why they may get Ms. Maxwell to testify, they can't be guaranteed she's going to tell the truth. She told lies during her trial. She was reprimanded for that. So basically, like Trump, you can't believe a word she says. You're not wrong. Either she's going to... I think they're going to come in and say, sign this, say you never saw Trump. Trump never met Epstein, even though there's tons of pictures of them and videotapes and all those things. Just do that. And then you're good to go. And we'll cut 15 years off your sentence.
Which then leads me to the question of if they ever try to release the Epstein files, they're going to have to go in and change them. They're going to have to alter them, which is, I believe, a crime. But this, there is no version of this I will believe unless she comes out and says, yeah, I'm going to tell you all the names. And it includes your boss. That's not what's going to happen.
No, it's not.
I don't think she's going to settle for time off either. I think she's going to be like, I walk out of here today. You give me the stuff I came in here with, and I'm going home today. And I will tell you exactly what you want because it's exactly what you need. And you tell the people whatever they need to hear. I don't care.
Yeah.
I still have property in South Florida, most likely, and I'll live my life. And you make it go away. This isn't my problem.
It will be interesting. I mean, Representative Tim Burchett, again, a Republican from Tennessee, is suggesting that Republicans would push for a lighter sentence for Maxwell if they agree with her upcoming testimony.
Of course.
Right, so that's not just saying, tell us what we want, and then we'll get you out.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yes, exactly.
And what I have read just in the last couple of days for the survivors of Epstein, they want Maxwell to stay where she is. They see her as just as culpable in this as Jeffrey Epstein was.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
She was the procurer. And there is something especially egregious about a woman who will do that to other women. Tragically, I think women aren't surprised when men exploit them. I think sometimes it's a surprise when you find out that other women will exploit you too.
And the thing is unless she's going to give up names on the list, there's no one else to give up as far as the organization is like, they were the two highest people there. That was it. Like it was those two. And then everybody fell under them and did their thing and whatever. I'm going to go back to what I said before, is that we need to stay as a people, as the media, as the electorate, right and left. If you are a MAGA Republican who voted for Donald Trump because you wanted the Epstein files to be released, don't give up that fight. There are people who you vehemently disagree with who have your back on this. They want justice too. They want to know the names. And I will say it forever. If there is someone on that file that I enjoy, that I buy their records or I watch their movies and they're on that list, let justice find them.
Yes.
I will never excuse any of them. All of them are culpable if they're on that list. And this is a moment where we can be united in find justice for all of these survivors.
And there are lots of them.
There are
many, many, many survivors. And probably thousands more that we'll never know
about.
Yeah, women who are just never going to come forward. Bruce from Green Bay, listening on WGBW, texting in, Maxwell is the perpetrator that we need to testify to Congress on Epstein's crimes and have the victims testify. Not a partisan negotiated pardon that is favorable to Epstein.
Yep.
Absolutely.
This needs to be
And I think there are some survivors who would be more than willing to do that. Not all of them want to come and relive this horrific experience.
Yeah.
But I think there are enough of them who would do that instead of some closed door meeting between the Department of Justice and Maxwell. What could possibly go wrong?
I think she should pull. Honestly, I know that they would never go over. This would never happen. But do what Hunter Biden did. He said, "I'll meet with you, but we're going to public.
Yes.
You're not closing the doors.
Right.
We're going to talk to the people of America." Yes, if she wants to get in front and testify in front of Congress, I'm all for it.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. But that will never happen.
News is coming up next, and then we hear so much about Medicaid fraud. You know what? We found some.
You did?
Yes.
We did it, everybody. And Doge works.
It's not necessarily where you would expect.
Oh,
all the details are coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. So catch me if you can. I'm going.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch is at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida right now as he pursues the questioning of Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year sentence in Florida. After taking a significant dip 2 weeks ago, the number of weekly jobless claims fell again last week.
Employment analysts were anticipating a rise in first-time filings for jobless benefits. Instead, the figure slipped by 4,000 to 217,000 altogether. That's the lowest since April, the sixth consecutive weekly decline. Economists say companies are in a no-hire but also no-fire mode.
ABC's Jim Ryan. United Health Group saying today it is under a Department of Justice investigation. The healthcare giant covers more than 8 million people and is the nation's largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans. Tesla shares are shrinking after CEO Elon Musk said the company could face a few rough quarters as it transitions away from selling cars and more towards self-driving cars. This is ABC News. Scale.